I'm Marty Michelson in the WUWM newsroom. Republican President Donald Trump held a rally in Oshkosh Monday as the Democratic National Convention was beginning in Milwaukee. He made remarks at a hangar at Whitman Regional Airport. About 1,000 people attended the rally. They sat close together and only about half wore masks to protect against the spread of coronavirus. Many wore Make America Great Again hats and waved signs that read Trump 2020. Trump decried some of the protests that have turned violent across the country after George Floyd died at the hands of Minneapolis police in May. He criticized some municipalities that have cut their police departments as a result.
You want to defund and defame and dismantle the police? I don't think so. You want to support the incredible heroes of law enforcement? Yes, right?
Trump also attacked presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who will be accepting the nod Thursday night from his home state of Delaware. Trump accused Biden of catering to the far-left wing of the party and claimed Biden and like-minded politicians want to increase taxes and burdensome regulations and take away rights protected by the U.S. Constitution.
They're going to confiscate the guns of law-abiding Americans. They're going to take away your Second Amendment.
Trump promised that if he's reelected, the economy will bounce back to pre-coronavirus gains. Although Biden leads in many national polls, Trump predicted he would win Wisconsin and the election. But he said it would take, quote, every ounce of strength and drive and patriotism that his supporters could muster. Just a couple blocks away from the rally, more than 50 protesters marched to blast Trump and his policies. A number of them accused him of being racist. Earlier in the day, at a state Democratic Party virtual breakfast for DNC delegates, Trump's critics argued he hasn't done enough in the fight for racial justice or against the coronavirus pandemic. The convention runs through Thursday. The Trump campaign will continue trying to counter the Democrats' message, including with Wisconsin visits from Trump's son, Eric, on Tuesday, and Vice President Mike Pence on Wednesday. Marty Michelson, WUWM.